Keith Scrum on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
It is 10 minutes past 8 on Today FM. Just a few hours ago, Ireland had a big victory over Hungary in the football. John O'Shea's men were out there and doing their thing. It was 2-1 in the end, and people were talking about 6-1 and half a dozen of the other in a game of two halves. An unbelievable Jeff and Seamus Shamrock, and Ireland have won a football match, and this is amazing. And Keith Grubb has something to say.
Good evening. The headlines. Ireland have won a football match.
Troy Barrett, yes!
For the first time since God knows when, Ireland not only score in a match, but actually win. That's right, win.
Ireland have won!
After Ireland beat Hungary 2-1 in a friendly, millions of Irish people descend onto the streets of Dublin in scenes of joy and wild jubilation, not seen since the glory days of 1990. Our reporter, Tony O'Donoghue, is standing by in Dublin City Centre. Tony.
Thanks, David. Well, they said it would never happen. They said Ireland would never, ever win a football match. But now, up to a million people are on the streets of O'Connell Street, where an open-top bus, would you believe, has just arrived at College Green. Tears of joy and happiness after Ireland's heroic 2-1 meaningless friendly defeat of Hungary in a half-empty Aviva on Tuesday night. And earlier today, the team were received by President Higgins at Áras an Uachtaráin.
For God's sake, I thought it would never happen. Let the bandwagon begin. Drinks are on me. Come on.
Earlier today, the interim Irish manager, John O'Shea, was awarded the Freedom of Dublin City at a civic reception at the Mansion House.
Yeah, it's unbelievable there.
Meanwhile, a statue of the hero of the hour, the man who scored the winner, Troy Parrott, is currently being fashioned outside the Aviva Stadium for posterity. The statue, which hardly resembles Parrott at all, depicts the very moment where Parrott executes the mishit, half-scuffed attempt at a shot, which somehow dribbled into the net, triggering scenes of wild, wild chaos and excitement all over Ireland. It's captured the imagination of everybody. An online meme has gone viral showing pundits Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy crying at the final whistle.
Oh, I don't believe it, Mick.
Roy, give us a hug, mate.
I love you, Mick, at the end of the day.
We all love our country.
I know you do. I know you do. I love Barnsley.
All right.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has declared June 4th as a national holiday, and sales of stuffed toy parrots have gone through the roof. Even the weather is deadly because Ireland, put simply, are back. After mowing down a half-interested bunch of Hungarians in a meaningless end-of-season friendly, who knows where the dream will end. Christy Moore's new single has gone straight into number one in the Irish charts with his song When the Parrot Got Hungry.
He's stronger than a lion and faster than a jet. Then Parrot got hungry and he stuck it in the net.
Maybe the dream sees us going all the way to the World Cup in North America 2026. Tony O'Donoghue, not at all deluded. College Green.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.